All right, joining us now in studio, you want to open the door and let in our sports psychologist that we consult frequently. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell, who teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and the author of over 3,700 books. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning,
George?
George! That's right, George. I don't know how I forget that.
I don't know.
So you're not missing that head enough in my morning coffee.
Here we go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is good.
Quite a wake up. Quite a wake up.
Lots of cream in that one there.
Yeah, you're used to that. We wanted to get you on to...
Screwing the show, as they say in radio.
No, we're not doing that. We wanted to get you on to talk about with the Cowboys-Redskins rivalry tonight about facing your arch rival or facing one's enemy.
Yes, it's a very good topic. You know, facing one's enemy is very difficult.
Yeah, I said it's, enemy.
If not
actually.
Impossible. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're
enemy.
Saying.
Enemy.
Okay, enemy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, enemy, same thing. Even enemies are hard to face. For example, I remember I used to know this guy, and he was my enemy. And every time I would turn my back, he would just start pounding me. To my friends, to anyone who would listen, you know, with insults and, I mean, just reaming me and really giving it to me. And I could never manage to muster up the courage to...
To what?
To muster up the courage.
I have really had no idea this time.
Muster up the courage.
Muster up the courage.
Yes. To face him, despite the fact that he darn near tore me a new one when my It's not. It was very painful for me. I don't know why he's laughing.
I apologize.
Okay, thank you very much.
It sounds horrible.
Anyway, but when someone is an enemy, it's such a wonderful thing when you finally confront them, and the Cowboys are really going to enjoy this football contest.
Okay.
I mean, did you guys see, like, for example, one of my personal... NFL
personal
enemies. Yes, that's what I said. Why?
That's okay.
I said it kind of weird.
Is Tom Brady. I do not like Tom Brady.
Hmm.
There was a huge catharsis when I saw that big bully, Thomas Brady, lose his football contest against the Eagles.
Yes.
No one was more, because when I think back, you know, no one was more interested in Tom Brady's hard, overly inflated balls than me. I mean, I really became obsessed with the subject of Brady's balls. In fact, Tom Brady's balls, there was probably a six-month period of time there where Tom Brady's balls were always on the tip of my tongue.
Well, I guess that's like the rest
I
of America.
Without you
I don't know why he's
me.
Laughing. But yeah, that was a huge controversy.
It was huge. Whenever a sports conversation broke out, it was right there. Because I thought he was guilty. And I was glad when his hard balls became such a hairy situation for him. Why can't I talk
about
that?
I don't know what's wrong with
him. I am so sorry.
You're trying to talk sports and he's laughing.
We are visiting with Tobias. I'm sorry, Dr. Carlton Maxwell here on the
Carlton, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And so then you see Brady beaten. You know, the Patriots were undefeated,
Yes. They weren't undefeated.
Not yesterday.
Yeah, they were a couple weeks ago.
The week earlier.
You're right.
Okay.
But, you know, to see him handed his ass by someone like the Eagles, what are you doing? You're a Cowboys fan. What are you doing this game?
I don't know.
What if you hate Tom Brady, but then it's the Eagles defeating him?
I think you always root against the Eagles.
That's the kind of psychology you love exploring.
Exactly. Craig, thank you so much for finally seeing that. I was on recently with James Amendola and Anthony Ragu, and I was telling him, yes, this is special.
The Touchdown Brothers.
You're all in sports radio, you know. To quote Norm Hitchkiss, another sports radio guy, Philly fans are cray-cray. I heard
he said that with Donald.
You know, and hey, will you guys do me a favor? I know y'all work in sports radio, so if you ever see Norm Hitchkiss around... Will you tell him that he's not that great? I mean, just kind of tell him that and just, you know, kind of tell him that he's not that great.
We see him every day, and we've been friends with Norm for over 25 years.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay. Well, it's 8:30. 43 here on the ticket.
You don't have to do that.
I drink some Bix.
Oh, excellent.
Time for books. Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
I bet you've written several just in time for Christmas.
I have, you know, Confronting Your Enemy, as we were talking about. I've actually written a whole book about that. This is called Confronting Your Enemy at 2:15 a.m., My Life and Marriage with Jerry Jones by Gene Jones.
Oh.
Gene Jones.
Wow, that's...
With a special foreword by Charlotte Anderson and Luke Bryan. They co-wrote a book.
Interesting.
Together. Yes, yes.
It sounds like it could be a revealing book.
And I actually have a ticket-related book.
A ticket-related what?
Beak.
Beak?
I think you said book.
Beak.
Beak? Like on the front of a bird?
B-O-O-K. Beak. Beak.
Beak. Oh, book.
Yes.
Book.
That's okay. What I've been saying, you fool. Swine. Okay. This is a... This is called, let's just say that those are the terms that it's currently being discussed, and then you have to flip it over to get the rest of the title, by just about everyone up there, the impending retirement of Mike Rayner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Written by, anonymously by his beneficiary, Kirby Davidson.
It's been going on for years.
Yes, it has. It has been going on for a while. And I brought you guys some coffee.
Oh.
Look at this. It's hot and it's black.
Well.
It's coffee.
Right. I'll try a little bit of it.
Yeah. May I ask you a question, Dr. Maxwell?
No, really. I think I'm back at church.
Oh, that's good coffee.
Wow. No, I just...
please.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, thank you. Good for asking that. I'm spending it at home with my significant other.
And what's his name?
I'm Siri.
I
What is my son's name from my first marriage?
No,
his
I was talking.
His name is Joshua, and you knew that.
I was talking about your significant other.
My significant other's name is Chris.
Okay.
Chris.
I don't know why you're prying like that, Craig.
Craig, it's my own business.
Well, I just want to make sure you're having a nice Christmas.
Business. And I can do whatever I want with my Yule log, bitch!
Oh, gosh. You made him mad again. There he goes. Dr. Carlton Maxwell. All right, it is.